This is PodTech.net for Tuesday, September 5th. I'm Matt Kelly. In part two of my two-part podcast examining the HD, DVD, Blu-ray format war, I'm joined today by Bill Hunt, editor of The Digital Bits, an online portal that celebrates film in the digital era. Bill, thanks for joining me on the podcast. Hollywood, what is their response to this whole new technology?
Well, Hollywood definitely is in a position where they have made a ton of money from DVD. DVD has been literally the most successful home video format in the history of the business. The growth curve was phenomenal. It's worth noting that there are Hollywood studios that wouldn't be financially solvent if not for DVD. And in terms of the profit Hollywood makes, they make significantly more profit from home video from DVD than they do from the theatrical exhibition of movies. Significantly more. So it's a huge business, and they have a stake in seeing that slice of the pie continues. Now, the problem is with particularly with catalog titles, they can only sell them so many times before everybody's already got a copy. And particularly because DVD is such a more durable medium, you know, they have to kind of keep finding reasons for people to come and buy their product. And so they're looking forward to having some new format that they can, you know, a new format means new opportunities to reissue every single title they've always done. So high-def disc format was always in the cards. It was going to happen sooner or later. You know, the question, though, is Hollywood is thinking in terms of profit. They want one of these formats to take off so they can make a certain amount of money. The pressure for this, though, really came from the manufacturers. It was the manufacturing side wanted to launch these formats faster because the bottom dropped out on their business a lot quicker than it dropped out on the Hollywood side. So they said, let's have a new format. And the format war started because some companies, you know, with DVD were making tremendous licensing, you know, like fees, royalty fees. Every time a player sold, every time a disc sold, they were making a piece of that profit. And other companies weren't. And so you had a situation where the other companies said, this time we're going to make sure we get our slice of the pie. And the only way to do that, because certainly the people behind DVD weren't going to give up their slice of the pie, was to create a whole new format.
Well, so I would imagine then that Sony really is one of the major backers behind this.
Well, as Sony has shown all along a willingness to sort of create their own formats. I mean, mini disc, you had SACD versus DVD audio. All along, you know, I think DAT might have been one, you know, they were behind that. All along, there have been cases where they have said, okay, whatever the established format is, let's create our own proprietary format to try to make a little higher piece of the pie. Hasn't always worked. In fact, history has shown that it has hardly ever worked, but they keep trying.
What is at stake if Sony loses?
Oh, if they lose, they're betting their financial future, their entire company on Blu. I mean, they're betting everything on Blu-ray disc.
Discuss what studios are backing what format.
Sure. Well, basically, on the HD DVD side, you've got Universal, Warner Brothers, Paramount, New Line, and HBO, which are under the Warner umbrella. And then the Weinstein Company has committed to HD DVD. And then there are a number of sort of mini studios. There's Image Entertainment, BCI, that are sort of dabbling in HD DVD. Of those studios, only Universal and the Weinstein Company are really exclusive to HD DVD. On the Blu-ray side, on the other hand, you've got Paramount, Warner, HBO. Those are also New Line. Those are studios that were also behind HD DVD that have decided to do both formats. Then exclusive to Blu-ray disc, you got Fox, Sony, Disney, MGM, and Lionsgate. Now that's a pretty hefty exclusive list of studios. Those are major studios. So one of the things that we see is that right now, you know, initially on paper, Blu-ray looked like they had the advantage, but with this launch, HD DVD has quietly slipped ahead. They've released a lot of titles. They've released good titles. The hardware's working pretty well. But what I can see happening is early next year, as all of these other studios in the Blu-ray side start to ramp up, and as the dual-layer discs come into play, and as they start getting some of the interactivity going, the advantage is going to shift back to Blu-ray disc because it's just got the biggest share of Hollywood. It's got the majority of Hollywood.
What, in a sense, then, is at stake for these Hollywood studios if one of these players fail?
Well, the interesting thing is Warner Brothers actually has a stake in the profit potential, the royalty fees from HD DVD, because they were one of the companies, along with Toshiba, that was really heavily involved in the creation of DVD. So they have a financial stake in seeing that HD DVD takes off. Sony, obviously, has a stake in the Blu-ray disc format. But for everybody else, basically, this is just an issue of which format is better, which format's going to take off. What they're looking for, what they're hoping for, is that one of these formats will take off and run with it and will be around for a while so they can actually make some decent money off of it. Eventually, I really truly believe the future is going to be broadband download. I think, inevitably, that is going to be the next big thing. You'll be able to just, you know, connect to a studio site or connect to a, you know, whatever it might be, an iTunes kind of a thing. It'll be a set-top box that'll hook up your TV, and you'll be able to download any TV show or any, you know, new movie or whatever it might be for a fee. Now, as a film buff, I'm not real thrilled with that. I don't like the idea of studios being, you know, that every time you want to watch something, you've got to pay them again. You know, and I like the idea of having a library of titles on your shelf. You know, you get the packaging, the booklets, you've got all the extras. And I think there's always going to be an audience that likes that packaged media. That format. The collector audience is always going to be there. But, you know, I think the future is going to be broadband download. And I think there's a new generation of kids who are getting into this stuff now, who have grown up with iTunes and MP3 players, that don't care.
Why didn't Hollywood flex its muscle to these two competing formats and to say, we're only going to back one?
Well, they tried. I think they tried. And I think that was part of the reason why so many of them got involved early on. I mean, that's exactly what happened with DVDs. All of these companies sat down beforehand and said, if this is going to take off, we need a single format. What happened was the business was a victim of its own success. So much money was made. The profits were so extreme for DVD. They were just massive profits that greed took over.
And going back then to the broadband issue, why are we going to be spending money on a format that within 5 to 7 years is going to be obsolete?
That's a very valid point. Most people aren't. For the enthusiast, obviously, who's really into high-def video and high-resolution audio, they're real excited. They're terribly excited for it. The problem is the early adopters, the enthusiasts, are split. Some of them are in one camp, some of them are behind the other camp, and then the others are just waiting and saying, we're just going to sit it out until this thing works out. That was, I think, the worst thing that could happen for these high-def formats, is they split the early adopters.
Why doesn't Hollywood insist that these manufacturers then make a player that plays both formats?
Well, I think they will. I think eventually you will see a combo player that'll play both formats. There's been talk of one already, but I think both camps are so firmly entrenched in making sure their side gets successful that they're putting pressure on the manufacturers not to do that. They still believe they can win the format war.
How important is the upcoming holiday season for Hollywood and its releases of these titles in this format?
Yeah, I think it's tremendously, tremendously important. I think you will see. I think you're going to, well, all of the major studios are going to be releasing titles before the end of the year. You'll see the debut of the PS3. And I think Hollywood will, I think the holidays will tell. I think we'll see if people are interested. And I think you may be seeing a very different tune being sung by some of these companies this time next year. And I think maybe even the landscape may change by, say, spring of next year. I mean, we're going to know. We're going to know if people are really interested in either of these things. And I think my bet is they're not going to be. I think most people are not going to go buy one of these things. I mean, I think the wild card is the PS3. That price is pretty hefty. But, you know, Sony, the PlayStation 2 and the PlayStation 1 dominated the market for video games. So you're gonna see, you know, if gamers buy into that platform even to a reasonable degree, all of a sudden you've got a massive number of players out there on the market that can play Blu-ray. And I'm actually hearing from people in the industry that the PS3 is going to be the best Blu-ray disc player you can buy, because it's been tested and rigorously put to the test for so long in QC. So I think that's the wild card. I think that's the wild card.
Your final thoughts on Hollywood and the new technology?
Well, I think that Blu-ray disc and HD DVD are potentially very interesting, and I think that one of them could succeed. I think as long as there are two formats, they're going to languish. I just don't see either of them taking off as long as there are two. My thing is, I think what I see is it's a situation where one of them could be a winner or neither of them could be a winner. And I think right now the more likely situation is that neither of them is going to take off. And consumers as a whole are just going to say, you know, no, we're happy with DVD. We're going to stick with DVD. To me, as a film enthusiast, these, you know, the high-def formats are fantastic, and I really wish there was one of them that would take off. But
right now, there's not one of them that's going to take off. I mean, it's, you know, maybe this time next year we'll start to see the balance tip, or maybe we'll just be in a situation where this format where we'll grind on and most people will just not care.
My guest has been Bill Hunt. He's editor of The Digital Bit, an online portal that celebrates film in the digital age. Bill, thank you for being on the podcast.
My pleasure.
For PodTech.net, I'm Matt Kelly.